Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. This is the only podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered perspective of what it's really like to be a professional cheerleader. Whether you're currently on a pro team, an alumni, or really curious about what it takes to become a pro cheerleader, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast gives you all the inside scoop and hot topics in the pro cheerleading industry and in-depth interviews of current and former cheerleaders. I'm your host, Makiba. Join me every Wednesday as I reveal the truth behind the palms. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Cheer Chat. Hello. This is Makiba. Hi, guys. I thought I was done talking about America's Sweethearts, and then I learned that, no, I still have stuff to say. So, here I am, having some Cheer Chat on a Friday. I think I've decided that Friday is my new day. I can't handle the Wednesday anymore, you guys. I just don't get enough woosah during the middle of my week because I still have to function, and I feel like Friday is like a day that I can just like fully take a deep breath, enjoy my rosé, and just know that there's, you know, that I just have time to just decompress. So I'm gonna take a long sip for that. Hey, Kels. So cheers to everybody. We made it through the week. Good Lord have mercy. I'm gonna take a sip, okay, and then we're gonna talk just about my final little sentiments on the Netflix America's Sweethearts special series that's been taking over all of, you know, I don't know if you guys, it's just my phone listening to me and I'm getting fed all sorts of news articles, but everybody's writing about it. Everybody's talking about it. And, you know, I like to chit chat. So here we go. Hi, thank you so much for joining. Okay, I'm gonna take a long sip, because I deserve it. All right. Okie dokie, guys. So if you watch my first two lives, I broke it up a little bit. Happy Friday. This is YouTube land, you guys. I'm going to get my streaming act together. Just PS, you guys. I want to try to be a better podcast person and do all of the things that people do and they live stream and they do it all at the same time. But right now we got a double thing going and I'm not on TikTok, but I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try something new and get on TikTok and really actually succinctly summarize my little thoughts and tidbits that are, you know, soundbiteable, because I'm just, you guys know I'm long-winded, you guys put up with me. But here we go. I'm gonna try to like get to it, but I'm gonna take another sip just on that. You were waiting for this. Okay, I mean, hopefully you watch the other two. I'm not gonna repeat a bunch of stuff that I already done talked about, but I'm gonna try to keep track of comments and then just give my parting little thoughts on this whole series, okay? And then you guys chime in, because last time I went on live on a Friday, you guys were like so, like, just engaged. I was loving it. I love hearing from you. Sorry if you heard my dog choke on whatever, I don't know. But you guys were so, like, interactive, and it makes it so much more fun, and just, like, we're just chit-chatting on a Friday with a glass of wine. So please join me if you have thoughts. But let's kick it off. I'm going to take one more sip. Okay, so here's the deal, y'all. Again, I have been like monitoring the space since 2018 when the podcast launched, right? And so I have had like a moment of like, wow, we got something to toast to celebrate a little bit because of the word progress. I'm just gonna like take you a little walk down memory lane just really quickly, because I think it was the last episode of the first season of the podcast. I think the episode was titled like "We're Not Gonna Take It" or something, because I was so tired of people talking crap about our space, not understanding it, misinterpreting like what our desires were, or why we would still do it if we had so many things to complain about. And it just made me think, like, not thanks to the series, it's thanks to you guys and your hard work and how you represent yourselves and how you represent just what it takes to be a pro cheerleader in this space, that I feel like we finally made some goddamn progress. And I'm just going to be cheersing to that all day long. But this is what sparked it, okay? I'm up here, you know, looking around on the freaking interwebs and whatnot, and I came across a post by Erica Wilkins, you guys. If you don't know who she is, she's a former DCC. She was kind of like the it girl, like on the cover of the calendar, like just made show group her first year. Like she is and was the shit, right? And I'm gonna read the whole post, because I don't know if people are gonna catch it in, like, you know, podcast land. But I was really struck by her post, and it just left me with a lot of parting thoughts, okay? So bear with me as I read. She did a post of her in uniform, and she says, "In honor of the new Netflix docuseries, I decided to share some memories of my time as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I spent my entire life training to be the best dancer and performer that I could be, and I am allowed to be proud of myself for the things I accomplished in my professional career. I worked hard to become a DCC and achieve many milestones while I was there, like being a 3-year member of show group, traveling on USO tour, being on the cover of the calendar and the swimsuit magazine, as well as being a first and second leader. Being a DCC is no easy feat, and I'm proud of my time there. And while the way things ended for me may look different than everyone else's or than anyone else's, I'm even more proud of myself for standing up for what I believe in and standing up for women everywhere. I sacrificed a lot and fought hard to make a difference, and for that, I am the most proud. I love the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders and the hardworking women who make up the organization. That's why I fought for them. Love comes in many forms, and sometimes you have to fight for the things you love. I know this post will likely be met with differing opinions, and that's okay, because most of you don't know me, my story, or the details of what happened. However, I hope you can read this through the lens of someone who worked and trained their entire life, who worked and trained their whole life to achieve something they are very, very proud of. Thanks so much for all of the support. All the glory goes to God. Without him, I couldn't have done any of it." If you guys don't know who Erica Wilkins is, she actually, I probably didn't do the best intro, but she ended up suing the Dallas Cowboys organization for lost wages because of the low pay, because of like uncompensated time that she spent while with the organization. And I just was really struck by, I knew of this lawsuit a long time ago. I thought it was extremely bold then, and it's extremely bold now. But you guys, the reason that I wanted to read this is because if you look at her Instagram, maybe like, I don't even know, she has a few posts that are pinned, but I think it was the one where she actually sued the team. And when you look at the comments, you guys, from the post that she made several years ago when she sued the team, this was like 2017 that she sued the team. I think she was fighting for what we're all seeing with this Netflix series around pay. Everybody's up in arms. But if you guys rewind the clock, the comments that were on her post back then, I'm just going to like give you a little paraphrase of like where people stood, where public opinion stood on us being worthy of this fight to get and receive like fair pay for what it is that we do. You know, you had all kinds of things, like in terms of comments from people. Didn't you sign a contract? You came back 4 years. Obviously you loved what you were doing. Or how hypocritical is it of you to post about yourself in uniform and like kind of still sue the team? Like if you hated it so much, then why are you posting about it? You're suing for clout. You're seeking attention. All you want is money, like we're gold diggers or something. How can you damage the brand that supposedly treated you so well and that you love so much? Like, why would you sue the brand that you love? I mean, you don't deserve to make more money. All you do is stand on the sidelines and like shimmy your pom-poms. Or they think that we get all kinds of like extra opportunities, or you're just there to date the players and you're a disgruntled employee because you got cut, like all of the things, right? And so I wanted to take a moment because I already went on a rant about this, probably first season, maybe even second season, when I interviewed Kristan, who also filed a lawsuit against the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders. But I was kind of like just really reflecting on how much online hate that the women who came forward and sued teams, this was like 27, like it probably dates back to 2014, all the way up to 2017, 2018, when women were coming forward pretty boldly, suing their teams, suing the NFL, trying to address pay and trying to address discrimination, trying to address the inequitable ways that we're treated on these teams, trying to make a difference, right? And beyond just the online hate and criticism that they got from people who just did not get it, right? They didn't know how hard we worked. Now, thanks maybe to the Netflix special, people are appreciative of what goes into it, which I think is a great positive to come from it. But I really just want to, this cheer chat is like a toast dedicated to the women who were bold enough to sacrifice so much to take those steps of going into litigation against these massive organizations with endless resources to stand up for change in our space that we are all benefiting from. Even though there's room for improvement, you guys, I just think when she initially filed this lawsuit, even people before that, when you think of, what was her name? Lacey Thibodeau Fields that sued the Raiderettes back in 2014. Maria Pinzoni, who sued the Buffalo Bills around pay back in 2014 as well. I mean, you have women that were pioneers trying to like advocate for these types of changes, and they were met with so much hatred and like it was just mind blowing. And even, and I called this out a long time ago, I'm not going to dwell on it, even though I'm just, this is truth behind the palms. I say it like how I see it, you know what I'm saying? But like, not only did the women sacrifice like their careers, knowing that they weren't going to continue to dance, right? Having brought these lawsuits, what they've trained their whole lives for is literally ripped from them. They have all of these online hate, people probably saying, sending them horrible messages, just constantly posting on their, like can't even live their regular lives because, or celebrate the time that they had on the teams without people talking shit on their page. Let's just be real. And in addition to that, just like being ostracized by your sisterhood that you formed, right? Here you are thinking that you're making a change for the better. You're doing this to like benefit your sisters who are on the team with you, the generations to come after you. You're trying to make a change. And once you file that lawsuit and you're kind of like, let's be real, you're no longer part of the club. Maybe like privately people were sending you messages, or maybe now people feel comfortable posting. Like when I looked at her post from when she sued, that's pinned to her page, to now, and the difference in comments, you guys, this is why I'm cheersing and toasting to progress, because it is such night and day. Still some people with some, you know, opinions, right? Differing opinions, but it's such a big difference than what it was a few years ago, right? Where people were actually supporting her for coming forward and saying just so much support that just was not there. And I really felt like, let's take a moment to just like appreciate A, what was sacrificed by these women that came forward. You know, I'm going to the NFL Cheerleaders Alumni Organization event in a couple weeks. Actually, shit, that's next week. Wow, I'm gonna drink to that. I'm not ready. But there's like so many aspects of what they've sacrificed to come forward and fight for change. Like, you know, are you invited to those alumni events? If you show up as like, you know, with your little jersey number on your, like, I just don't think that it's that kind of a party for these women that have stood up for change. And these are things that we celebrate and we all love as part of this, being a part of this sisterhood or legacy, is the chance to stay connected with your sisters, go to reunions, and, you know, that, and just celebrate openly and publicly, like the things that you actually did work hard to achieve. Like, she shouldn't feel like she can't post a picture of herself in uniform because of the fact that she actually sued the team. There were accomplishments. She worked really hard to achieve this. And I think for the women that came forward, it's almost just like you put your entire life out there. You cut off something that meant the world to you in terms of dancing in this space. And then you're just kind of like ostracized to the side. And then when the teams settle and things get better, because now you're getting at least minimum wage, you are maybe not exposed to some of these harmful practices that some of these teams engaged in. Everything's kind of like a whole new world, and it's great and better, which is a great positive, right, for our space. But I just want to make sure that we don't lose sight of who kind of like pioneered and paved the way for these positive changes to happen in our space and the cost that it took to do that, right? And I just wish that there was a way to really just be bold and loud about our support for them, right? Because we're benefiting from it. Like for the Raiderettes lawsuit, like they had a $1.25 million settlement that they had to like back pay cheerleaders from like 2010 to 2014 because of that one cheerleader coming forward. Like, is she part of the alumni club? Does she get to, not that she wants to necessarily be super associated with the organization.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But I just think there's a lot that's at stake in coming forward and fighting for change. All of us have kind of benefited from it. And I just want to make this community, or I would hope, I can't make anybody do shit. I would hope that for this community that we really embrace these brave souls who have sacrificed so much to like help improve the conditions in this industry, knowing that we have a long behind way to go. But I just think now people finally freaking get it. And maybe this Netflix series was a way of illustrating how much work goes into what we do, really shining a light on, you know, the organization's attitude towards pay, that basically you're here for the glory of it and the honor of doing it, and that's it. And just for people to call BS on it, like, I think that's such a big step in the right direction, because trust and believe that a few years ago people were talking a whole lot of extra ish about our world, like they didn't get it. You knew what you signed up for. They didn't understand the hard work involved. They were not on the pay you what you're worth program. Okay, so lots of progress, and I think it's due to people willing to push the envelope around what we deserve. That just takes so much guts. Like, going through litigation, you guys, and, you know, putting yourself out there to be the face of that, having to do all of this press and interviews to explain what you're doing and why. And saw a lot of articles with Erica. Erica, I hope you don't mind me just using you as an example here, but a lot of people went through this, not a lot, but a few women have gone through a similar struggle as you. And I just want to like highlight how important it was what you were doing that people didn't understand at the time and now finally do. But you were kind of quoted as saying like just kind of, if you are on a team and you're the person that's asking questions about why things are the way that they are, or how about this, or that doesn't make sense, like you end up suffering. Like a lot of these trailblazers, people who are brave enough to call out sort of things that aren't fair, that are on these teams, you end up paying the price. Like you might get pushed to the back of the formations. You might get cut. Like, let's be real, that's really what happens. You don't make it back again because you talk too much or you ask too many questions. And, you know, she was saying that she wasn't willing to settle in some of the articles that I read because she wants to help other cheerleaders and women as a whole. Like, it wasn't just about, oh, I didn't get paid. Like, she's trying to push change for people who are part of the program going forward. And, you know, I just think that issues around using your name and likeness, you guys, for these calendars, for, you know, being in these shows, like all these issues were addressed way back when. And I just think we just have to applaud people who are willing to put themselves out there to sacrifice so much. And that's why I really wanted to toast to these women, because I think they have made a difference. I think we have a long way to go still, but the fact that public opinion, you guys, has swayed into supporting this type of change around compensation for us as a community of dancers. I gotta even shout out, haven't even watched the performance, but Victoria Monet, this is a little sidebar, but when she was on the BET Awards, I believe, she really did a shout out for the dancers, you guys, who are helping her songs go viral and putting so much into her art, right? Because it's the dance that really, let's be real, not that we rule the world, but the dance is what really pulls things together. She shouted out Sean Bankhead and was just kind of like really giving a lot of credit due and just saying that, hey, we as an industry need to change. Like, they're artists. They need to be able to sustain themselves. They need to be able to make a living. And I just think that I have hope today. And I just feel like we have a lot of progress to celebrate, a lot to still push forward for, but we have to keep these conversations going. I really hope that we have like a new crop of directors forming in the NFL with former DCC cheerleaders, even in the NFL, now leading programs. And I just want to say that I hope that they're feeling emboldened to take this momentum from this Netflix series to have conversations within their organization around compensation for their dancers. I hope that they're just bold in reimagining what this space could look like. If the DCC aren't going to take this crazy momentum that they have and really put themselves as true pioneers, putting the money where their mouth is of this elite level and paying them like elite athletes, then I hope other organizations just try to take a stand to say that, hey, we recognize our dancers' work and we're going to celebrate them as such. Being public about like, hey, if you did a big pay increase for your dancers, post that ish, like celebrate that, like elevate the message that you guys are sending. Because I'm, you know, looking at this space, I see a lot of junior cheerleader programs. Okay. And I think what this Netflix special highlighted and what a lot of people are calling out is like, you have generations and generations of dancers coming after the women that are in the league now. Like, you have people who are looking to you because they are training. They're in dance studios. They're going to these dance conventions. They're perfecting their craft so they can be like you one day. And I hope these organizations and their fresher leadership really think about the message that we're sending by not paying these dancers what they're worth. Keep dancing. You can be us one day and then barely receive any pay where you have to work multiple jobs just to sustain yourselves. Like, I think there's an opportunity here to redefine some norms, establish best practices, we don't have to wait for DCC to do it. I think other organizations can like take the lead to try to like push this conversation around compensation. Take it head on. Like, quit being a punk ass about it. Like, use it. I mean, it's such a positive marketing I don't want to say do it for the marketing spin, but like, what if you as an organization, even if you're not DCC, say, we understand, like, we're taking it by the horns and we're dealing with it. We know that it's not enough. We want to make sure that our dancers are paid a livable wage. And just think of the message that that sends, especially to these young girls and boys who are in these summer junior camps trying to live the life that you guys are currently leading. And I just ask, I'm just putting it out there that I'm hopeful that we'll get there. I am hopeful that we'll get there. I think we have to kind of take the positive publicity from the show and the negative publicity, right? Because people are definitely writing a yinny up about like the compensation issue. But I just think it was just worth noting that now current DCC, bless their hearts, when they're out on appearances and out in the community, everybody's going to be like, damn, they should pay you more, and probably calling out their opinions or their reactions to watching the show. And that takes a lot of grace to be having people in your face talking about you aren't paid enough, or, you know, like, you have to kind of, they're still representing the brand, and they're probably having to teeter a line of like, yeah, thanks for supporting us. Keep yelling from the rooftops, and just balance, you know, walking that line. But I just hope that we're able to take advantage of the spotlight that's on our space, and that organizations, whether it be DCC or otherwise, are actually feeling emboldened to take action around the compensation issue. And in addition to that, we as a community really embrace, welcome back, support publicly, not privately, but publicly, the people who have made the sacrifice to try to make this space better for everybody. Like, nothing would make me happier than to see, and I am seeing that, like, again, the difference in comments from Erica's posts from back when she sued to now posting like, hey, I can be proud of what I did, like, both while I was on the team and also what I did in suing the team, because she did it out of love, you guys. She did it out of love. She did it out of wanting to improve this space for everybody going forward, at the cost of maybe some of her friendships, at the cost of maybe not feeling welcome and embraced by the sisterhood. Like, I just want us to be better than that. I'm going to just put it out there, like, my hopes for season two of this show, after I take a sip. Let me read some comments, too, because I've been talking, and missing some comments. Hold on. Somebody said in YouTube land, hello, Erica went against the grain. That is how change happens. I think she is amazing. Could not agree more. Like, that took so much guts, you guys. Like, I just want to take a moment of reflection. You're spending money, resources, time. With litigation, you're kind of, it's just such a bold, and your whole life just becomes swooped in. You know what I mean? And people are criticizing the shit out of you, what you stand for, mischaracterizing you. Rumors are spreading. You're removed from group chats. Nobody's talking to you anymore. Like, there's so much at stake. It takes a lot, but that is exactly how change happens. I can't agree more. Thank you so much for that comment. I just think we have to really, really just absorb, right, that it took a lot, and maybe people are understanding a little bit more now why they did what they did, what the end game is, and still, like, hopefully understanding the collective power that they have, even with the changes that were instituted based on that lawsuit of paying the cheerleaders differently. I still think the DCC seemed to be, based on my compensation survey, where people shared what they were earning on their different teams, is still on the high end for the NFL. But we still got a long ways to go. And maybe if people understand just that collective power around speaking up about this, obviously people are probably...
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Probably, I don't want to say obviously, I could imagine that people who are currently on the team, you know, have certain restrictions on what they can say. There's like non-disparagement clauses, there's NDAs, things where they're not able to freely speak about what they would deem as fair and what they actually earn and things of that nature. But I think you have a lot of momentum in terms of public opinion of people recognizing the work that you do and understanding that you're worth it. And I just want to say cheers to you guys being worth it. And like, hopefully, like I said, if it's not DCC, other organizations can seize this moment and really be at the forefront, right, of making a loud statement on compensation and what you guys are worth. I'm just going to pause on that. I really want to shout out the women who have come forward and sued. I'm not going to do it in my typical rant form or fashion. I already did that before. If you want to hear my rants, like, listen to my prior episodes where I talked about these lawsuits. Listen to the episode that where I interviewed Wee Gu, who like did the documentary of a woman's work talking about these lawsuits and just pay equity within the NFL. Like, there's a lot where I've gone off. Today, I just want to acknowledge that we've made some progress and that I have a little bit more hope of where this can go based on the popularity of this series, based on the change and the shift in like public commentary, because trust me, it was hella ugly. Like, and that's why I went off on my like season finale of season one, where it was just kind of like, I just went off because it was so much overwhelming, negative, unsupportive comments about us and what we do and why we do it. And pay was one of the topics. Ooh, somebody has a comment here. Hold on. What I recently noticed was a trip, but I will wait to mention it. Ooh, come on now. Come with it. I'm done rant. Shit, I keep hitting my microphone. I'm done ranting about it. I like I said, I wanted to try to like do it in like a uplifting way, but I feel hopeful today. I really wanted to, you know, again, just acknowledge the progress that we've made. I think there's a lot of room for growth. I think it's such a delicate balance, right? Of how to show that what you're doing to push, to challenge, like, well, I don't know, the powers that be, is really just a form and expression of love. Like, I can bet money that every single woman that came forward trying to advocate for change loves these organizations, loves the people of the organizations, loves their teammates of these organizations so much so that they actually felt like this is what's best to move us forward in the right direction. And I don't know if it's like wishful thinking, but I was going to say for like season two of this series, like I would love, it's probably already filmed, so it ain't going to happen, but I would love if there was just like this, just a very vulnerable moment around like the reality of the situation. What are the odds that you'd have somebody who sued the organization and, you know, leadership of the organization in the same room, like in a post-war kind of conversation? But how powerful of a moment would it be to say, hey, maybe we weren't doing everything as we should, or maybe there is room for us to hear what you're saying or hear what the public is saying about this. Like, how powerful would it be to like showcase that in the Netflix special for season 2, season 3 around this very topic? Like, I feel like even in the CMT series, they were trying to address just the economic hardship that some of the dancers experienced from like going to training camp and kind of moving their whole lives and not knowing day to day what was going to happen and trying to make it a little bit more palatable for them. But I just feel like there's just, I hope that in future seasons of the Netflix special that there is just a very honest conversation around some difficult decisions that were made around, you know, or positions that were taken by people who are no longer associated with the organization, and just kind of getting everybody in the same room to just talk about this topic, because I think there's just so much power in that. I really do, because I can't villainize Kelly, Judy, or anybody within the organization. I mean, even Charlotte, it's just like, can we just deal with it honestly? Can we just like talk about it in a way that's explorative, like talk about it in a way that is really open and honest about what seems to be right? Like, how can we have a conversation about what would just be just and fair, and really dealing with it in a real deal Holyfield kind of way, right? Because I think that will just show so much, especially as people have responded to the series. I just think there's such an opportunity there. And I hope for that, because I think that will lead to very productive conversations. I think that'll put your existing cheerleaders in a much better position when it comes to people reacting to them in public. Like, how I've been in that situation with some of the lawsuits, even when I was still on the Seahawks, around, you know, being out in an appearance and you're just trying to sign autographs and take pictures. And people are like, I hear they don't pay you very well. Like, why would you do something that, you know, when you aren't even receiving any sort of like pay? Like, and we had sound bites and things that we can say to respond to that. But I just think it puts everybody in a much better position if you just publicly address it and do it in a way that is inclusive of people who have just, again, sacrificed so much just for positive change. I think it's just, I'm hopeful for space for that. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I think there are just, again, a lot of women who have come forward with and put themselves in very compromising situations. And it's painful because they now can't kind of, with comfort. And that's why I loved Erica's post, because it's like, I'm allowed to feel proud. Like, I did a lot and I worked for that and I earned that. And I love this organization still. And I think that, I don't want to put that word in her mouth, but I just think there is a lot of that kind of, sentiment of, this was something that I loved. This is why I did it, because I loved the organization so much. And so I'm just hopeful that there's a time like that's shown today, where there's like a night and day difference between comments that were made when they sued versus comments that are made now as a result of the series being out on Netflix, that it just pushes the conversation towards progress. I'm going to just stay hopeful in that space, because I know these conversations is what leads to change. That's what this, I mean, the podcast didn't start with that goal, but I just know that talking about things and just being realistic about it, not being afraid of the tough conversations, let's just have it. Let's just have it. And even more powerful if you can have it while cameras are rolling. But let's just deal with it in a way that embraces the people that came forward. Maybe that's wishful thinking, but I think about the women who sacrifice so much all the time. I know that it's taken a big toll on them, their families, their lives, looking back on this time that they've invested so much and not being able to freely celebrate it because of this like conflicting nature of it. But I really toast to those women. I think they've changed this community for the better. I think there's a lot of room for continued growth and progress. But today, I just, as a final thought, wanted to share that I hope future seasons really deal with some of the more of the ugly truths of our space and deal with it head on. And that we as a community can really acknowledge, number one, hopefully embrace, welcome back. Like, I don't know, just kind of like understand better why these people came forward, what their end game was. Say thank you. Is that a thing? Say thank you. Be grateful. Because we're benefiting from them taking that very risky, daring act. We're benefiting from it. And so as a community, I just hope that we can be vocal, be supportive, be reflective of how far we've come. And that's my little, I just want to toast, because hell, I'm looking at the comments. Like I said, this is so different from where we've been, and seeing the outpouring of support or acknowledgement of how much work you guys put into what you do, I think just answers the questions and answers a lot of the naive commentary that's out there, where people don't really understand the importance of what we do or how hard we work. I feel like the series definitely just put an exclamation point on that. It is not as easy as it looks. You have all these challenges now where people are trying the choreography, but that's just one small aspect of how much these hardworking women and men that are in this sport, in this field, contribute to their teams each and every day. And so I think it's definitely a positive for our space for there to be that very public acknowledgement and like getting behind. And I just want to say for the record that DCC is obviously the subject of the Netflix series, but I just want to publicly say that I know that between NBA, NFL, we all work hard, and it's not just DCC, right, that contributes a lot of hours and excellence in what they do. And so I just want to say I see you guys. I'm feeling like this series is shining a light on our space in the way that if we can just take the reins of it, right, that we can push conversations even further and do it in a way that just inspires change overall. Please think of these kids in these junior programs. Like, I loved the junior programs. I don't know about you guys, but I think telling them that investing in their craft, training so hard, practicing so hard so that they can fill our shoes one day, it just is such a loud statement if you say, if you pursue this path, that you will actually be able to earn a livable wage from it. Like, you can do this as a career. I think people, when they're that young, they just see you in your uniform and they think, oh my gosh, you're a superhero. I want to be like you one day. But to be able to have conversations with these future dancers that might be watching this goddamn Netflix series for all we know, right? We don't know the true age range, but I think if they're hearing that, like, oh my gosh, I could do this and I'm going to get paid like a Chick-fil-A worker, I think there's just an opportunity to, like, change that narrative, change that reality, and make it so that people who invest everything that you guys have invested in your training, your preparation to make these teams, that there's beyond the glory and the honor of representing this organization, that you're actually able to have this as a career option or career path, sustain yourself while you're going after your dreams. I think when that reality becomes clear for these young kids now, that, you know, that there is a pathway for them to do this and be compensated for it because they're worth it, that is such a strong, loud message to send. And I think of those young people when it comes to just the current messaging, right, which is you do it for the glory and it will not necessarily be enough to sustain you. I just think we have the opportunity to change that narrative, and I'm hopeful for that. I'm going to just drink my rosé tonight and be hopeful for that, because you guys are worth it to me. You're worth so much more. And let's take advantage of this extreme amount of attention that you're getting around this series and have those conversations. I just think it's just a healthy space for our industry to be in. Does anybody have anything to add to that? I just am feeling inspired that there's room for change and further talk on this. And I think Erica, and I think so many others that have come forward to put themselves in that vulnerable position to shine a light on compensation among other issues in this league, in our community around being a professional cheerleader or dancer. There have been several lawsuits, and I know people maybe did not understand at the time, but now they maybe have a better sense of what they were fighting for, and that you're worth it And I hope that that sacrifice was just like not in vain. We have to acknowledge it. We have to be grateful for the progress that we've made. And we kind of owe it to people who were willing to put their whole passion and life on the line for it. So that's my little spiel for Chit Chat. I kind of like Fridays. I hope you guys do too. Any other comments for the good of the order? Next time I go live, I want to talk about just some NBA audition updates that are happening. And I'll probably put a poll out to see what else you guys want to talk about. But I promise for right now that there's nothing else that I want to say about the Netflix series. But I'm excited to hear what you guys have to say about it. And again, thank you for joining me. Finish my rosé. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for listening to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. You can follow your favorite podcast on social media at Pro Cheerleading Podcast on Instagram, at Pro Cheer Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can support your favorite podcast on Patreon. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sidelines.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From kids' sleep gummies all the way to extra-strength sleep gummies, Ollie can help everyone sleep like it's a school night. Do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a store near you or at OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families, where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits, while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.